you're just kind of blasting out, hey, text, you know, Levi to 55433 on social media, that only goes so far just because of the reach of, you know, Facebook and their algorithms and stuff. But when we're in front of a big crowd and we can just yell out to 1,000 people, hey, you know, text me, and, you know, 100 people do it, you know, every time, then that's, you can build your list pretty fast, you know.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host, Joe Melillo, and today, a special interview with Levi Riggs, country music singer, country music star, Levi Riggs. He's here with me on the podcast. Welcome, Levi, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about how you're utilizing text messaging in your venue, in your arena, yeah, in your industry, to better communicate with your fans and then ultimately drive results, whether it's merchandise sales, sponsorship opportunity, and really just better fan engagement and brand equity overall. So I'm really excited to have you on the show today because you are a great example of how this can be done properly. And so let's go back to the beginning when we first started talking. Levi has if you don't know who he is, look him up right now. I'll pause. Go ahead. Levi Riggs on Facebook, on Instagram, on the internet, and then on Spotify, you can look him up. He's got a ton of new songs that just came out, including Homegirl came out recently, yep. Correct?
Yep, just last week, yep.
And you're able to download it and listen to it, but he's a country music singer. So Levi, what were some of the challenges you were running into as, and I'm going to call you mid-level only because in the industry-wise, you're not a superstar just yet. We're right, working on right. It with you, but tell us where it started and what were some of the challenges you were doing when it comes to communicating with your fans.
Well, I mean, you know, you got into the pandemic and I think that exposed a lot of things for a lot of different industries, but especially in music where you couldn't tour, that really shut down a lot of revenue streams, shut down a lot of communication because things kind of got flooded then with streaming and doing, you know, streaming live events and just kind of doing the acoustic thing. So I used that to kind of get through that time with, you know, just doing Facebook Lives and stuff. But, you know, even the reach with Facebook, they've changed their algorithm so much that you know, I may have 40,000 people on my Facebook page, but only a fraction of them are actually seeing my post due to the algorithm changes. So I need to find a way to cut through and get an even tighter connection with my fans other than just social media. So we started using K-Launch just kind of from zero have just been working hard. It's been an awesome social experiment, but an awesome tool as well. So prior to K-Launch, I didn't have a way to connect with my fans directly from the stage. And now I can just say, hey, text Levi to 55433 right from my stage, and it pops up on my phone. And I've been building in, you know, 15-minute sections at a time in my live show for people to just text me song requests instead of coming up and, you know, trying to yell at my ear, play this song or that song. People can text me from where they're sitting, you know, in the audience. And it's pretty awesome. It's all real time. It's allowed me to share anniversaries and birthdays and shout outs and those type of connections in a live setting are pretty awesome because then you can kind of see that pool of people over here. It's their birthday or they're getting married or whatever. And all their friends are having a party, you know, in that section of the crowd. So it's neat to interact with them that way. And so, you know, when we can get in a big live setting, we've seen the subscription just grow tremendously. You know, our core fan base is on there as well. So I've been able to use it to get, you know, news out in advance of things happening, kind of behind the scenes things that just my super dedicated fans are going to want to see. And it's been a lot of fun.
What's been some of the feedback from the fans in the audience that you're saying, request this? Have you been able to kind of get some feedback afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, you start to see trends of songs that your fans like, which is cool. I mean, as an artist, you're just like, hey, is this connecting? But then you start seeing requests, and a lot of them are my own songs, you know, like play Green Light or play Whiskey Sunrise or play Homegirl, you know. And you get a little bit of a trend line of, you know, what cover songs might they be listening to? What artists is my fan base listening to that might be a sound-alike audience or something, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So say, okay, they like my songs, but they like Luke Combs, you know, or Morgan Wallen or whoever, you know, you can kind of see what's trending on their minds as well, which is cool.
Yeah. So really what you're telling us is better data, better customer understanding, better fan understanding is leading to more revelations on you as a brand.
Right. Right. Yeah. What's my core audience really want to hear and who are they? And it's been awesome.
So I love this model, and it's something that we talk about often. We've talked to nonprofits, we've talked to retail owners here about, brand engagement outside of or donor engagement from a nonprofit perspective. But fan engagement is very much our wheelhouse. It's right down the pipe of what we do best. And it's because we're able to glean that information and get what's called first party declared data, which is asking questions of the fan base. What is it that you want to hear? Where are you? What do you like? Whose birthday is it, right? You would never be able to glean that information from any other source other than text messaging so that you can ask them a question. You know, we've been doing this for a couple of months. Obviously, we started when the shows were not as much. Now you're starting to play a lot more shows. You're starting to build your list. You have about, I believe it's just under 1,000 people in somewhere along that lines in your opt-in list. Is that correct?
Yeah. Which is powerful. I mean, it took me, 7 years to get 2,000 emails. And, I've gotten, 1,000 text messages in like 2 months. So that's been awesome. It goes fast. You collect things fast. And the subscription rate, there's very few unsubscribed. It's like when people get in, they stay in. So that's been neat to see. I think we had a meeting with Coleman Sisson, who is the CEO of Bubble Up. He's also the guy that got Jimmy Buffett going. And he said, man, when Jimmy was coming up, the email was the thing to have. He goes, you guys, if you can get the phone numbers, that's a gold mine, And I was like, man, this is coming from a guy that has built some just tremendous businesses with Margaritaville and Bubble Up and Jimmy Buffett. And so I thought, man, we're onto something here.
Yeah, if someone like that is mentioning that this is the next phase of fan engagement, what do you like about, we've talked about what the fans like about texting you. What do you like about texting the fans?
Well, I think it's fun just to get some interaction. What should I put on my set list? I took a picture of my set list one time. Okay, here's what we're thinking about before we get on tour. What else would you guys want to see? And then maybe there's something I forgot about. There's a song called We Provide that I wrote. And it's like, man, I didn't know that people really wanted to hear that song all that often. But I got a few people saying, hey, I want to hear that song. So, you can see a lot of cool feedback. And, we're still getting back to playing big live shows. I'm hoping to be doing some big opening, slots for some huge artists like Brothers Osborne here later next month. And it's like, if we can get out there and learn more and continue to grow, I think we're just going to keep learning as we go.
Yeah. And with great knowledge comes great responsibility, because now you have to follow through on playing those shows that people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the best part, is that you've been able to interact, but you're also able to send specific images, messages out. And one of the things is the Real Heroes sponsorship, essentially being able to kind of like help support things that you care about, that allows you to directly communicate that to your fan base. Talk about that experience, because I know you've been working on that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We wrote a song called Strong, which kind of talked about all the, the frontline workers during the pandemic. And there was a big push to raise awareness for those folks, and then also raise money for the American Nurses Foundation. So we were able to push those, images, and clips of images, which is awesome. I mean, it's one thing to post like a picture, but it's another thing to have, post like a part of a video or a whole video or, some motion, in the image. So, we did well with that. Definitely got the word out on that, and I'm still getting emails. I got an email from a CEO of a company the other day that came across it, and he blasted it out to his entire corporation. So, those types of things can just create ripple effects.
Yeah. It's hard, to not create action if you're not doing action. So this is a great way to create action for you, your fan base, and then people involved. And the other thing is people really care about you, Levi, right? Like, yeah, a lot of people like you a lot. And this goes along the lines of other mid-tier artists, even high-end artists, that people are craving this interaction, which is why they follow your Facebook page, which is why they want to see your Instagram page or your TikTok page especially. Are you doing TikTok right now?
I have a TikTok. I haven't gotten too involved in it yet, but you know, I'm still kind of watching all this stuff kind of go on TikTok, but it's I'm still just kind of on the sidelines, you know, seeing how that's going to play out. But I know that, you can post a lot of clips of stuff. You know, I think just getting really personal with your fans, it kind of comes back to, you don't need, you know, however many followers or, you know, views you get really doesn't equate to money. It's how many of the engaged people are in your corner that really equates to a sustained career. And I think that's really what K-Launch helps me do, is focus on those people that really want to be dedicated, diehard supporters of me and my brand and our band. And we can, you know, it's great to have casual fans that like to listen to our music, but it's awesome to have super fans that, you know, really want to be involved and support it.
Is there ever going to be an opportunity for us to get exclusive content through this text messaging platform eventually, maybe behind the scenes kind of content for those super
fans?
Yeah,
there's a lot of those things. Like, you know, we've done shows with Josh Turner and Travis Tritt and, you know, Low Cash, Chase Rice, you know, and those types. You know, if I had that technology at the time, I could have done all kinds of behind the scenes, you know, hanging out with Josh Turner or Randy Travis or whoever, that I could have brought the fans into my world a little bit, and they would see some of the things that I get to see. And now that I have this technology, I can do that.
Yeah, so we'll have to stay tuned for Brothers Osborne back behind the scenes,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe Rathskeller tomorrow night. We're here, yeah, on July 14th at the Rathskeller. So what would you have to say to artists or people thinking about using text messaging, especially with our team, because you can go out and get text messaging for other softwares and try to run it, yeah, yourself. What would you have, right, to say about the benefits of working with us specifically?
Well, you guys have team members like Ben Bodie that understand what I'm trying to do, that understand my end game. And I think you need another set of eyes and another set of just creative, I don't know, just another person on your team to understand, you know, to help you with some ideas. You know, sometimes you can get in a little bit of a rut or a little bit of a roadblock. It's like, oh man, this happened, but you know, Ben might have another idea. Well, what if we tried this? And it's like, dang, that's a good idea. You know, I didn't think about that. So he, you know, guys on the K-Launch team, women too, execute at a high level, and so, you know, I think that's what you need. I mean, it's great to try to do all these things by yourself, but I think at the end of the day, you know, people fall out of their tendencies. I think showing up every week and making sure that you know, you're hitting your meetings and you're planning your work and then you execute, that helps you see results. So
yeah, people, listeners of this podcast know that we meet weekly with our clients, that we want to stay on top of what you're doing. We want to be an extension of your team. That's ultimately what our role is. We want you to run text message because it's so powerful. We want you to see the future here as what is possible when it comes to fan engagement. And it's going to be a lot of fun because, you know, you're in a unique position where not many people are doing what you're doing with fan engagement. And therefore, you know, referral campaigns can come pretty quickly. You know, don't go just like my Facebook page. You know, go tell somebody to follow me on my text campaign. Text Levi to 55433 and get this, yeah, cool exclusive content. And again, once live shows start picking up, it's going to be a massive impact on your following and hopefully eventually your bottom line, because in the end, we talk about it often. You are a real Indiana Hoosier working in the fields, literally farming. Not all many artists can claim that, even though they're country. You know, you're true country, in my opinion. And so, being able to share that and be connected with your fans, and as your brand grows, we're happy to be there for you, man. We're super proud of you in a lot of different ways, and we can see big future, big things for you. Plus, you got great music. So if you haven't,
thanks,
haven't listened, you got to get out there and listen to Levi.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I had a mentor that told me, hey, you know, your fans are the biggest key to your career before you get your deal, during your deal, and after your deal. And I've opened for a lot of different artists, and you know, my career myself, I've seen that. That's the key is your fans support you no matter what. And if you have a platform like this to help drive that support, it's a big lift.
We're hoping for big things, Levi, coming up here in the summer as you continue to play out there. You know, we want to keep growing that that fan base, kind of pay as you go, you know, or collect as you go. I mean, text message opt-ins. And if you had one last thing to say to everybody here about K-Launch, about the organization, and then more importantly, where you're going here in the future with our technology, what would that be?
Well, I mean, the K-Launch team is cutting edge. The technology is cutting edge, and it takes cutting edge technology to be a leader. And that's where I'm headed. I mean, it's a great team to be a part of and be around. And the energy I get from you guys helps drive me. I know we're going to deliver for our fans.
All you have to do is text Levi to 55433. That's it. And you get opted in, and you can listen to his cool music. Get some exclusive content. And continue to grow and have a relationship with your fans. Levi, I'm so proud of you, man. This is so great. We're rooting for you all the way to the top.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks very much. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.